by Johnny Mullins on this side. Cuts it all over this time. Richie Boulding, who's getting the rough treatment. There'll be another free kick, and well, Manford will take these all day, won't they?
Yeah, definitely, and this is a good position for a free kick. Matty Hampshire's going to take this, what, about 40 yards out from goal, slightly to the right of centre, and I'm sure he'll be trying to pick out Jefferson Lewis head at the far post.
Wickham nil, Mansfield nil there. Norm Mansfield 103.2 and around the world on Stags World. Great to have you this afternoon here with us. And Sam Shaw's free kick in deflects off of the one-man wall that was in front of him. Very disappointing that. It was John Sutton that had it. He managed to feed it to, I think it was Woodman on this near side. It's a long ball forward, but well controlled by Dan Martin, and Gareth Jellyman gets the ball clear right in front of us, very close to this near touchline. Jellyman again with the ball. Flicked on by Boulding, and it's a chance for Louis is through. There's a flip by the Wickham defender, and he's got a penalty.
Penalty!
It's a penalty! Well, Louis has got past his defender, I think it was Gary Holt, and went down in the penalty area. We couldn't see too much of the incident ourselves from our vantage point, but the referee, who was in the centre circle, just charged forward, his hand pointed to the penalty spot, and Mansfield have a spot kick here. Martin Shaw.
Well, I'm just wondering why the referee hasn't sent the Wickham player off, because quite clearly he was the last man. Jefferson Lewis was through on goal. He showed great strength to get past the defender. The defender definitely bundled him down, there's no question about that, and he was quite clearly the last man, but the Wickham player hasn't even been booked as far as I can see.
8 minutes gone then here. Can Mansfield make the breakthrough? They have a penalty. Nicky Boulding will be taking it. Can it be goal number 19 for the Stags number 11? Everyone across Mansfield, Ashford and Bolton will hope so. Referee wanting everybody out of the penalty area and around the D. He's blown the whistle. Boulding steps up. Goal! So, to Frank Fielding's left-hand side, the Stags fans very close to us on his left-hand side. You can hear them cheering. They're up on their feet, punching the air. And what a perfect start for Mansfield. Very difficult to bat.
Excellent penalty from Nicky Boulding, low and hard, sent the keeper the wrong way, into the right-hand corner, and then no keeper was going to get anywhere near that. Great penalty from Nicky Boulding. I certainly thought it was a penalty, Jason. Basically, Jefferson Lewis muscled his way past the last defender, got himself into the box, and it looked to me like that defender, I couldn't tell you which defender it was, but basically brought him down, and the referee pointed straight to the penalty spot, no doubt about it whatsoever. I'm just surprised that the Wickham player wasn't sent off, because he was quite clearly the last man.
Hampshire with the ball through into the, I think Jonathan Delay is basically playing right midfield. So he's played on both flanks in the last two games. I think he's probably wondering what he's done to deserve that a little bit, because he's not a winger, is he, Jonathan Delay? But he'll go out there and do the job, because he loves playing, doesn't he? And he loves being out there.
I don't think I've seen Delay play on the right side of midfield before. We've seen him play on the left side of midfield, and he looks like a fish out of water playing there. So we'll see how he does on the right.
Got 7 minutes to get Mansfield through here. 1-1 is the score. Mansfield 103.2 and on Stags World, as we bring you every kick on our travels in this season for Mansfield Town. What will the next 3 months hold for the Amber and Blue? Mansfield will be celebrating come May the 3rd. Mansfield just waste a little bit of time there by stopping Wickham from taking a free kick inside their own half quickly. And they're beginning to produce spoiling tactics coming in by Mansfield. Do you sense the feeling that Mansfield are beginning to try and play for what they've got here? Because we haven't said all day, haven't we, that the point is always good at Wickham.
I don't think there's any doubt that Billy Dearden's substitution of Delia on for Hampshire is a question of settling for what we've got. But, you know, why shouldn't Mansfield still be able to push forward? And I fancy Nicky Boulding for a last-minute winner.
Atkinson to Boulding. That'd be good again, wouldn't it? Second away game in a row, that would happen after the 2-1 victory, of course, away at Lincoln City a week and a half ago.
Dawson, good. Well, I mean, what Wickham haven't had since Sutton went off is a big man up front, and obviously Paul Lambert has identified that's not done them any favours, so that's why he's done that, I think.
Yeah, Dawson trying to get the ball forward again. Maybe we could say that since the Unknights come on, that has stifled them a little bit, hasn't it, Wickham Wanderers, even though they've had a lot of possession. But Mansfield are coming forward now, Boulding to Dawson, beats the ball through, Louis, great first touch, what about a second?
Goal! Jefferson Louis has done it for Mansfield! Just over a minute to go! Billy Dearden, well, he was running down the wing at Lincoln City, and he's done the same here as well. Mansfield moving forward, what a move it was, down the centre. Nicky Boulding, Stephen Dawson, then Boulding, Jefferson Lewis, first touch to get himself away from the defender at the edge of the box was sublime. His second was even better as he
magnificent goal from Jefferson Louis. That's absolutely top-class finishing from the Stag new striker. Magnificent stuff.
He's arms of Carl Middleton. Just when you thought that hands together from Martin Shaw. He's definitely playing for this. The rest
of the team. And he has flown. And all the Stag fans are left outside of up. Hands above their heads applauding. Martin Shaw's up as well. Jefferson Louis over here. Oh, he's made himself a hero. Jefferson Louis. High fives with, high tens with Matt Anshaw, who comes onto the pitch. And Matt Hill has taken 3 points again on their travel for the second game running in the most dramatic fashion. And oh yes, we do love you, Anfield. What a performance that was in the end. They really had to battle and fight and work hard for that, because they weren't the better side this afternoon, I don't think, Martin. I don't think you could say that Wickham dominated far more of the game. But ultimately, Anfield rode out the storm, and then the quick ball down the centre. Could be a passing play by Mansfield. Let's not forget that as well. As Jefferson Lewis went all the way down the pitch, enjoying it. Stephen Dawson's across and brought in the fans as well as he goes down the tunnel. You would have to say, Mansfield has grabbed this one yet again. But boy, doesn't it feel good.
Well, it feels wonderful, Jason, and the Mansfield fans are just going absolutely crazy as the Mansfield players come across to them. 194 Mansfield fans here today, and they are bouncing up and down with joy. This is fantastic scenes for Mansfield Town here at Adams Park. In fact, first ever win in all these years, in 12 years and 14 years what it is. The Mansfield fans, the Mansfield players coming off now, applauding the Mansfield fans. These are great scenes, Jason, and we should enjoy these scenes. This has been a wonderful afternoon. Carl Muggleton is bowing to the Mansfield fans, acknowledging the great sport today.
Jeff's got a ladder chair with Jefferson Lewis. As he does his last down the tunnel, he is a showman, isn't he, Jefferson Lewis? He does know exactly how it is. But Mansfield fans now just get off and look at that. Some youngsters are there as well with their dad, and Mansfield's father there with two young lads. They'll want to come and watch Mansfield again if that's what it's like.
Well, Jefferson Lewis has written himself into Mansfield folklore this afternoon, as far as I'm concerned, because that last minute winner was just a wonderful moment for the 194 Mansfield fans here today, and all the listeners at home listening on Mansfield 103.2. A wonderful goal from Jefferson Lewis. You'll look forward to watching it on television tomorrow. Fantastic 3 points for Mansfield Town. Jason, you asked me if Mansfield deserved it. The honest answer is no, they didn't. In the second half, it was even, Stephen. I think a draw would have been the right result, but we don't care about that one little bit whatsoever. How many times this season have Mansfield lost games that they probably should have won or certainly drawn? I mean, Brentford last Saturday was probably one example of those. There's been so many times this season, and amazingly, incredibly, I couldn't remember the last time we'd won with a last minute winner, when we got that last minute winner at Lincoln City, and now we've done it twice in successive away games. It's absolutely incredible, and I don't think any of the other teams have won at the bottom of the table, with the exception of Lincoln. And it's been a wonderful afternoon for Mansfield, a wonderful afternoon for Jefferson Lewis, who will write himself into Mansfield folklore with an 89th minute goal.
Let's take you through the goals then first, just quickly. Of course, Mickey Balding opened the scoring on 8 minutes from the penalty spot after Jefferson Lewis brought down in the penalty area by Gary Holt, and he slotted it low to Frank Fielding's left hand side. Fielding going the wrong way. Then Scott McLean, she equalised with a header from a Craig Woodman cross on 42 minutes. The second half, well, it was pretty much, we were watching to our right hand side for most of it, because it was majority wise Wickham Wanderers. But on 89 minutes, the Stags went forward. Dawson to Balding, back to Dawson, fed it to Jefferson Lewis. He's got his, he was really tight with his defender, but his first touch took him away. He peeled away, went wide to the right hand side, and then just slammed it low past Fielding into the back of the net. In front of 5,963 people, it's a long trip for 194 Stags fans this evening, but they will enjoy every single mile of it. It's finished here at Adams Park, the Stags' first ever win here. Wickham Wanderers 1, Mansfield Town 2.
Saturday Sports on Mansfield 103.2.
Well done to the Stags, of course, beating Wickham Wanderers 2 goals to